It's quiet here. I'm no longer sure if anyone's listening. My old MacBook, which has helped me so much, no longer makes any sound. Over the last couple of years, it's been my only constant companion. Somehow the internet has struggled on long after mail, the phone providers, and everything else has given up the ghost. Who would have guessed a combination of the US government and the Russian mafia would have built something so resilient? But like me, it's crumbling. Forums, mail servers have long gone, filled up with zombie spam and botnet chatter. Lots of the free nodes are populated by mad security folk, minds gone gibbering. Some of the universities linger, small lights in the net. This, I hope, is Radio DS106, one of the places of relative safety. I'm no longer sure since my sound went, but every so often someone else kicks me off, so I think, hey, they're still there. If you're listening, you can hear the music I can't, flowing from iTunes, remember that, out through Nicecast, all the way to the Mafia satellite, bouncing across the ocean. Like most, I miss the signs, the warnings, the old stories, superstitions, the 60s movies, only fit for the stoned. The nearest I got and getting it was way back in the 80s. I was listening to the then popular so-called world music. I started listening to slightly older stuff and nearly got it. Fela Nicolapo Kuti, to give him his full name, was beating out a warning. A genius trickster artist, Fela blasted the status quo, corrupt governments and the zombie army. I'm going to turn this up. Unless you tell them to go. Zombie no go stop unless you tell them to stop. Zombie no go turn unless you tell them to turn. Zombie no go think unless you tell them to think. Zombie, oh zombie. Other songs hinted at the problem. Suffering and Smiling lambast the people for allowing themselves to be bullied and controlled by the system. Hints of what was to come. Fela pushed it. He enraged the government and the army with zombie. They attacked his home, threw his mother from a window and killed her. Fela played with music, words and politics. He couldn't get published, so took out adverts in the papers, using them for his chief priest say writing. I believe they spelled out everything. I've searched what's left of the web, but can't find a trace. But you can imagine from the lyrics. I never quite got it back in the 80s. Missed, like everyone else, the chance to prepare. I didn't notice the zombie tendency, following fashions, shiny things, forgetting other folk, those who worked together. At the turn of the century, socialism became a bad word. But we weren't individualising, just following, starting to come zombies. Not all at once, but with hindsight you can see the signs. Later we homogenised, following baubles, not making. Of course there are, the bright sparks. Some noticed analysing Romero movies, slicing out the detail. Often dismissed, eventually they would form the resistance. Now the old world is gone, swept away. For a while, I listened to the sparks in the net, the DS106 lifeline. I believe it is for life. Surviving beyond my deafness, fighting back with creativity like Fela. Ironically, I'm safe here, alone, enough food. The fuel from the generator dwindles, but now I can't hear, I don't really need it. This is just a last shout out. Soon I'll be left making my art, carving the soft sandstone block into abstract story, hoping future wiser eyes will be able to read my mistakes. Open your hat, stand by things,